And the people you'll be seeing perform now are mostly the students at the Academy. And some of them, of course, are from Irish backgrounds, but they're from all the different kinds of backgrounds of the people in Miami. But all of them are have really been getting the best training possible at the Breffni Irish Dance School. Michael O'Hara's wife, Nicola, is also a championship Irish dancer and judge of Irish dancing, I believe. Michael.
Thank you, Tina. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Michael O'Hara, and I'm the director of the Breffni Academy of Irish Dance, and we're here today for the very first time at the Florida Folklife Festival. We're very happy to be here, our second show today, and we're going to start off with a selection of reels. Thank you very much. Now we're going to bring on Melissa Ho and Alexander Rodriguez. And Melissa is 8 years old and Alexander is 9 years old. And they're going to do a dance called the jig. And in Irish dancing, when most people think of Irish dancing, they think of the Irish jig, but they think of little leprechauns dancing around doing the jig with their pointy shoes and pointy hat. But in Irish dancing competition, the dance that's done the least in Irish dancing competition is the jig. So go figure, the most famous Irish dance is the one that's not danced at all in competition. So here we have Melissa and Alexandra doing the Irish jig. Thank you. Thank you, girls. Now we're going to bring out four of the dancers, and they're going to do a dance called a two-hand reel into step-about. And in Irish dancing history, in Ireland, basically there were a couple of Irish dancing masters, and they would travel from town to town teaching the different Irish dancing, and they would do a lot of team dancing or figure dancing in couples, groups of four, groups of eight, 16, 32, all even numbers, but all different groups, and that was called figure dancing. And then when dancers got together at the crossroads, as they called it, they all did their own different steps that they learned from the different dancing masters, sort of like a showcase. So we have two-hand reel into the step about. Job, girls. Now we're going to bring out Melissa and Alexandra again, and they're going to do a dance called the Orange Rogue. But when you watch the dancers, you see that they always have one foot in front of the other, their hands at a ball, arms at a sides, and most people think that Riverdance and Lord of the Dance started that whole trend in Irish dancing with the arms down. But actually, in Irish dancing history, back in the days when the dancing masters were around, the Irish dancers used their arms. They used their hands on their hips, either both hands on their hips or one hand on their hip, and the other arm moving, just like you see in Riverdance and Lord of the Dance. But at an Irish dancing competition, one of the judges, I guess Irish dancing is now the rain dance. All right, Alexander, Melissa, let's just move in a little bit, and we'll let everybody get under the tent. All right, we'll have a nice little cozy show today. All right, as I was saying, in Irish dancing, in Ireland in the olden times, they did use their arms, either arms on their hips or one arm on their hip and the other arm moving, like you see in Lord of the Dance and Riverdance today. But at an Irish dancing competition, one of the judges decided one day that he didn't want to see any more use of the arms, so he announced before the competition that in order to win that day, you had to have your arms at your sides. So Irish dancing competition was the turn of not using your arms. And just a bit of trivia, the only dance in the world that does not use its arms is Irish dancing. So just in case that comes up on Jeopardy, you'll have that answer. All right, now we're going to do a dance called the Orange Rogue. And in competition, the last round of the competition is a set dance. And Irish dancing has about 40 different set dances, all to different music. But the 40 different tunes are then choreographed by the teacher, like myself or Nicola or Pat. And this is what we end up, the Orange Rogue. Thank you, girls. Alexander and Melissa, if we could just have you stand in the middle of the stage. Now, I'm sure everybody's thinking, is that their real hair? No, it's not. They're all wigs, but in Irish dancing, hundreds of years ago, what they wore was their Sunday best. So they would wear pretty dresses, the boys would wear a nice pair of pants and shirts, and they would curl their hair, but throughout the times, everything gets modernized, and we have wigs now. We have very hard shoes with fiberglass tips and heels, and the costumes are much more elaborate, velvets and different silks and satins, and this is what we have today. Thank you, girls. Now we have Christina in the purple and Kira in the red. Christina is 16 years old and Kira is 12 years old, and they're going to do a dance called the hornpipe. But in Irish dancing, most of the other performance arts that you see here this weekend, they do a lot of different shows and different things, but in Irish dancing, the competition is paramount to the art form. So these two girls are the regional champions. They're both qualified to represent the United States of America at the World Championships, and they will be representing. And they're in training right now to represent Florida at the National Championships in July in Philadelphia. Thank you, girls. So now what we're going to do, we're going to do some question and answers, and we're going to get everybody up. We're going to learn show everybody how to do the Irish jig, and then we'll do our finale number. So if anybody has any questions, shout them out, and we'll see if I can help you out or any of the other dancers. I'm sure somebody has to have a question. Questions? Yes. Well, most dancers right now start when they're 3 years old. I started when I was 11 years old, so there's really no age group to start for a competition, but usually if you want to excel at a high level, the earlier the better. But that's not really the rule. There are exceptions. Who designed the dresses? All the dresses that they have... Basically, all of them, except for Alexandra back here in the back, all come from England, but they come from all over the world, Ireland, England, United States, Canada, Scotland, but most of them are made in Ireland or England. All the designs originally were based on the Book of Kells, an Irish manuscript in Ireland, but as with anything else, things get modernized and the designs become more ornate. More abstract and kind of leave the Celtic realm.
It seems like I haven't seen this kind of costume until relatively recently, maybe the last decade. When did it come out?
Most of these more modern costumes are probably in the last, maybe I'd say 7 or 8 years. Before that, they had similar to what Alexander, if you want to just come out, a little bit different where in maybe 15 years ago to maybe about 10 years ago, all the dresses were made of heavy velvet. But as most things, you know, as things modernize, they get lighter materials, different silks, holographic material like Christina has on hers, satins and different things. All right, what we'll do now is before we do our finale, let's get everybody up that wants to learn how to do the jig. We'll form a big, big circle. We did the salsa from the island of Cuba, so now we will do the jig from the island of Ireland. We're going island hopping. All right, more volunteers. The last show we did, we had about 50 people up here. Let's see if we can break that record. All right, we'll make a big, big circle. Circle all around. All right, any more volunteers? All right, we have Christina and Kira. They're going to help us out here today. All right, so in Irish dancing, you've seen all the dancers dancing. So they have their hands in a ball and their arms at their sides. And they have their right foot in front of their left foot. Okay, so that's the basics of Irish dancing. Right foot in front of the left foot, hands in a ball, and arms at their sides. Okay, so now we'll go really, really slow. Then later we'll go really fast. And we'll have the second installment of the Florida Folklife Festival River Dance Squad. Squad number 2. All right, so now we have the right foot in front of the left foot, hands in a ball, arms at their sides. So we're going to pick up the right foot and lean forward, then pick up the back foot and lean back. Okay, we'll try that much again. So right foot in front of the left foot, hands at the ball, arms at the sides, pick up the right foot and lean forward, back foot, lean back. Okay, one more time. So hands at the ball, arms at the sides, right foot in front of the left foot, pick up the right foot and lean forward, back foot, lean back. Now pick up the right foot and put it back behind the left foot. All right, now we'll start from the beginning again. Right foot in front of the left foot, hands in a ball, arms at the sides. Pick up the right foot, lean forward, back foot, lean back, right foot, step back. Okay, one more time. Right foot in front of the left foot, hands in a ball, arms at the sides. Right foot, lean forward, left foot, lean back, right foot, step back. And then we're going to march for 3 counts, 2, 3, 4, and then the right foot's up in the back. All right, so we'll try that from the very beginning again. All right, right foot in front of the left foot, Hands at a ball, arms at the sides. So pick up the right foot and lean forward, lean back, step back, then march, 2, 3, 4. All right, one more time, and then we'll go on to the next part. All right foot in front of the left foot, hands at a ball, arms at the sides. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4, and we're going to do it again. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4, and one more time. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so we did that 3 times, all right? So let's start for the beginning again. Right foot in front of left foot, hands at a ball, arms at the sides, all right? 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. All right, now let's try it again, and we'll go a little bit faster. All right, we're going to get you guys to do it to the music very shortly. All right, so let's try it again a little bit faster now. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. All right, now the next part. With the right foot, swing out your right foot as high as it can go. Swing out, and then swing it back behind the left foot. All right, so let's just try that part again. Swing out the right foot, and then swing back and put it behind the left foot. All right, so let's try it from the very beginning again. Hands at a ball. Arms at the sides, right foot in front of left foot. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Swing out and back. And now with the left foot, step back. And then march again, 2, 3, 4. All right, and that's the end of it. Let's try it a couple more times, and we'll go and try the music. All right. A little bit faster now. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Swing out and back, 2, 3, 4. All right, so that first part, lean forward, lean back, and back, 2, 3, 4. 3 times, then swing out and back, and then step back, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's try it again. We're not ready for the music yet. We're still in training. Auditions for Riverdance. All right, ready to go. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Swing out and back, 2, 3, 4. All right, that was a lot better. One more time, and then we're on to the music, okay? One more time. Right foot in front of left foot, hands at a ball, arms at the sides. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Swing out and back, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're ready to go now. Troop number 2, Florida Folklife Festival, Riverdance. All right, ready to go. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Swing out and back, 2, 3, 4. All right, one more time, one more time. Watch out, Michael Flatley, here we come. 1, 2, 3, go. Lean forward, lean back, step back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, back, 2, 3, 4. Lean forward, lean back, and back, 2, 3, 4. Swing out and back, back, 2, 3, 4. All right, big round of applause for our participants. All right, so if we can have everybody just take their seats, we'll have our final number, and then we'll say goodbye to you, and then head off to the amphitheater for our 3 o'clock show. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're the Breffni Academy of Irish Dance, and we'll be at the amphitheater for 3 o'clock show. Thanks, everybody.